Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Page Aiken Real Estate, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. And now, here's your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jeff Doak. We are here on location at V Pizza, St. Simon's, where we will be each and every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the entire 2022 season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Page Aiken Real Estate, Marshland Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by V Pizza. Now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Once again, proving to be the best participants of any coaching show in Glenn County, the Frederica faithful.
That's it. It's the family. It's the group. They do a great job. Very supportive, and always have been. We've had a lot of support over the years.
Yep. So year number 10, you're getting ready for. And you've had a nice, relaxing summer, not a lot to do, kind of just kicking back, streaming stuff on Netflix. No real work or anything to do all summer, right?
Not much. Got a lot going on over at the school. Still working on press box.
Oh yeah, there's that $8 million renovation at the school?
I think so. Something around that number. It's a big renovation going on. Still a lot of stuff. Still a lot of moving parts over there. Hopefully we get everything in and done here in the next 6 weeks. Maybe I'm wishfully thinking.
All right, now I want to test and see how well you are suited for your radio career that you're going to be picking up after your coaching days are gone. Paint the picture for those listening at home. Tell us everything that has been going on as far as updates for the game facility, the training facilities, the school. Just give us a quick rundown.
We've done so much since February. We built this massive pavilion and entrance to the football stadium. We've also put up a new exterior fence coming in. It's a black aluminum fence with these massive columns outside. We just took the home press box and moved it to the visitor side, and we're building a bigger press box for that. But underneath the press box is also a stage that's been built under it. So it's a lot going on. We just redid this bistro area between Hamilton Hall and the gym, and then along with that, we've added music suites in the gym. We've added 4 classrooms down on the pre-K room. So got a lot of growth at Frederica. A lot of exciting things going on right now. I know a lot of people are getting a lot of gray hair from it, myself included, but I think it's showing a lot of progress and a lot of strides, and the school's trying to grow and trying to take advantage of the economic upswing in the last few years, and I think they've done a good job so far.
Now, when you and I last spoke here a couple of weeks ago, the streak of rainy weather that we had delayed the schedule. So you flip-flop. The home opener, which was supposed to be week one, is now flipped to where the home opener is now going to be against Valwood. That's, what, week three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that looking like it's going to be all mostly done by that
point? It'll be pretty close to being done. I feel pretty confident in it being done. I think it'll be ready to go by September 2nd. We'll probably be putting in a lot of hours on September 1st, but we'll be ready to go.
Well, I noticed we've got a lot of alumni here tonight, young alumni tonight that haven't quite left for college yet, so maybe you can sugar them into the whole, free soda pops and pizza to help them, hammer a couple of nails before they head off.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are about to head off here in the next week or so, we have to get all the work we can out of them before they head back, but it's good to see all those guys from last year's team and teams in the past. It's always good to have those guys show back up and be welcome, and they know they're part of the family and always will be.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And let's talk about some of those alumni that are here tonight. Last season ended on kind of a heartbreaking note.
Yeah, you look back on last season and we overcome a lot of obstacles for it to end the way it did. But I thought our kids exceeded expectations. You know, when you go into it, you've got 19, 20 kids starting off the season, and then you find out a way to win five games and get yourself a number four seed and get into the playoffs. You know, you've exceeded expectations, and it doesn't get any easier this year for us. You know, we're going to see if we can exceed expectations again. You know, we got a long way to go, but last year, it taught me a lot of lessons, and I was proud of that group last year and the way they battled each and every Friday and prepared every week.
I will say this about the 2022 Knights. They've got a lot ahead of them, but they're going to be as fun of a team as the 2021 Knights were. They were just a fun group to be around.
Well, they had some personalities, and we've had that in the years past. We've been blessed to have great kids, and we've got great kids right now. We've got kids who show up and work hard and do what they're asked to do. And, you know, we'll see. As 2022 goes along, you'll probably be saying the same thing next year in 2023 if we're still sitting in the same seats. That was a fun group. And, you know, you're going to see personalities. We got a lot of growing to do. We got a lot of kids that's inexperienced. They've got to gain a lot of experience early on, and hopefully we can do that. We're going to have to do it really fast. We're going to have to do it really quick, and we're going to have to be really good while we do it. So hopefully we can accomplish that, but I think these kids, they'll rise to the occasion. They seem to do that every year for me.
So now your school started officially at Frederica today?
Today. We started this morning.
All right, which means that you're how many weeks into, or how many weeks did you notch in as far as summer practice goes? I know that you're doing things a little different as far as summer camp this year for the team.
Yeah, we didn't go to camp over at Robert Toombs. We used to do that a lot, but when coronavirus hit, everybody kind of shut that stuff down. We went in the same gym with different people all the time, and so you know, we just did one practice a day. And I think with the number of kids that we got, it'd be hard to do two a days. You know, it just physically puts too much on. So we've been out there going from 5 to 8 in the afternoons the last 2 weeks. And that all summer we were there from 7 to 9 in the morning, lifting and running and conditioning and getting prepared. So we really don't get a vacation. And I say that about the football team. They never really have time off. You know, season ends, we go back to the weight room. And in the off season, you got to work just as hard as the other teams because everybody else is working. So football's a year-round thing, and our kids have been working really hard. They worked hard in the spring in the weight room, and they worked hard this summer. And hopefully it's going to pay off down the road, and we can sneak out a couple wins just because of our hard work.
Now, I understand that your teaching responsibilities have been lightened this season. Is that a good thing for you, bad thing for the team? Good thing for the team, bad? How's the team feeling with them being more of your focal point?
I get to be more of a direct instructor this year with the weight room than going, hey, we need to cover this and get over this. And I don't have to talk about the Aztecs and the Mayans anymore, but I'm in there working with bench press and everything else. So also teaching sports marketing, and that's a fun class to be in. So I showed up today in a pair of slacks and a collared shirt, and everybody looked at me like I was, you know,
who's the new guy?
Who's this guy? I think the weight room is essential for all of our athletics at school, and they made it a priority to put me down there to make sure that we're getting the most out of our kids. So that's where I chose to go, and they allowed me to go down there and get it done. So now we got to go to work and get better.
There you go. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
Fight songs. cheerleaders, whistles blowing. They're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And, of course, during the season, we take this moment, this segment, to review injuries and the health of the team. Now, hopefully we've not had the injury bug already raise its head. If it has, then of course I see Adam is in the crowd tonight.
Yep, he is. He's got his back to us. He don't want to be like, oh no, we've got somebody hurt or anything. So he's going to lay low key.
So how is the team health-wise right now?
Just, you know, the normal bumps and bruises, practicing against each other, and, you know, get a few guys beat up here and there, but nothing major. I think we'll be okay moving down the road. We got a few guys that got to get healthy. Had some things, you know, Blake's out right now. Maybe he can get me back in a couple weeks. Get ready to go and get him back. That'd be a huge benefit. So, Gavin Grantham, a freshman, got a little tweaked ACL. So, maybe he can get back in a couple weeks. He can help us, give us more depth. So, got a few guys that are nicked up, beat up. Wyatt Parton busted an eardrum yesterday in practice. So, you know, it's what happens sometimes when you lead with your head and hit Jordan. So, you know, one of those things. So,
I've got to ask, was it him hitting Jordan or was it Jordan hitting him? Because we've already previously established he enjoys hitting people.
Yeah, it might have been Wyatt was going to make the tackle on Jordan, just like, no, it ain't going to happen. So, but a few guys dicked up, beat up, but nothing major. We don't have any season injuries or anything 5 or 6 weeks down.
Mind if something would right now.
Yeah.
All right, so you had the first scrimmage this past Friday night, correct?
Yep, we did.
All right. How'd that turn out?
It was not pretty, but we
are scrimmages ever pretty? I think just by their nature alone, it's not an enjoyable thing to watch.
I think it was pretty for Savannah Christian. It wasn't so pretty for us, but it was a lot of lessons learned. We played a really good football team out of Savannah Christian, and they're really, really good. And it was good for us. We go against some people that they are much bigger, much faster, much stronger, had 60, 70 kids on the team. You know, you go out there and you learn some lessons and you find out, you know, what you can and you can't do, your limitations. And as we get going, you know, I think it'll help us down the road. I think last year we ran into the same situation at Savannah Country Day. We went out there and we didn't look very good against them, but the next week we grew tremendously in what we could and couldn't do, and we found a little bit of a groove, and the kids responded, and I think this group will do the same thing. You know, you have to live and you have to learn, but you got to learn from what you did from week to week, and hopefully we're able to do that.
So now we've got a lot of additions to this year's team, both in individual players and in numbers. Let's just talk about just the number thing first. For the first time, we're not having to find another thing to rhyme with something team or 20.
Yeah, that's big. You know, I think having 20, I think we got around 28, maybe 30 kids when everybody's there and healthy. Right now, I think we had 25 or 26 at practice today. So we're able to have a scout team, you know, and that's big. Last year, me and Coach Barnes and Coach Calhoun and all of us were playing scout team, offensive tackle and tight end, and we had some eighth grade kids come up and have to run around and play wide receiver for us and not hit anybody. So, you know, it's big to get a little bit of a scout team and get a look, you know, and so the more kids you get, try to generate as much depth as possible. So for us, the more kids we can get out there, the better, and generate, you know, like I said, that depth issue, rotating a lot of kids. You know, big thing is we got a lot of freshmen. They're going to have to play. And I've told them that since they were in the eighth grade coming up. You're going to get ready. It's a hot frying pan. You're going to get thrown in it, and you can either hop around really fast or you're going to get burned. So some of them learned real fast Friday night. They better hop around a lot faster than they were. They're going to get burned really, really bad. So, like I said, it's a game experience thing. We got a lot of guys that are freshmen, but we got a lot of guys that are juniors and sophomores that had never really played either, and it was their first time being on the field. And so we're a very inexperienced bunch, but got a little athleticism at times. If we can come together as a group and gel, I feel like we got a chance to be a pretty good football team at the end.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I think probably the biggest thing as far as your coaching staff goes has more to do with one of the alumni of your coaching staff, Coach Alex Mathis, making the step up, going into the college ranks, joining the University of Central Florida.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very proud of him. I knew that he had that ability even when he was us, with all the networking and stuff with social media, getting involved with the colleges. It was a matter of time before somebody went after him to help recruit certain region and get kids out of these regions in the South, and now it's a really good job there. And I think it's a good fit for him, you know, and that's something that he wanted to do. I'm too old to try to do any of that stuff. I'm not going to spend 14 hours, well, I'll say that, and then I spent 14 hours at Frederica. So
I was going to say, I keep telling you, yeah. Coach, growing old is mandatory, growing up is optional.
Yeah, it's very true. I think he enjoys it, and it'll be a great experience for him. You know, I'm glad to see his success, and that gives us an in with some guys at the college level. So, as he continues to grow and blossom in the college level, maybe someday, you know, I get to go hang out in the press box later on to share notes with people. That'd be what I'd do.
Boy, that would be awesome. So now, moving from the coaching alumni to the newcomers, I know you've got at least one new assistant coach on staff this year. How's the coaching staff stack up from last year?
Right now, Coach Barnes is back. Coach Juergen came over from Berrien County. He's the OC running that. He's done a great job. I've known Bo now for a very long time period. He and I worked together at Glenn long ago, and then we've always...
That's a well-known name in Glenn County. Glad to have him back in.
Yeah, and he's a great guy, good friend, and I think it's going to be an enjoyable process for us. And, you know, just a great group of guys. You know, I think he and Trey and myself were pretty much handling the varsity. And then Coach Henson Cole, our former offensive tackle on the 2018 team, is helping out with the middle school and venturing up, and he's going to be going to school, so he's helping us out. And then we got Bo Swofford in as the middle school head coach, which was good. He's brought a lot of energy to that middle school group. And then Mike Hicks is also helping out, and middle school group's they're down there getting some work in, getting yelled at, running a lot of gassers and doing a lot of Oklahoma. They're going to be a physical bunch, and I think it's a good group. You know, hopefully we can get all the bases covered at the varsity level, and so that's a stretch for us with three or four guys. So, you know, as time goes on, we'll see. I think we got a good group of guys and core guys, and they're going to work really hard, and they're a hardworking group.
All right, well, we'll give everybody a chance to check their Coach Brandon Derrick bingo card that was posted on social media earlier tonight, and we'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Frederica football is proudly supported by Paige Aiken and his Coastal Real Estate team, representing luxury homes on St. Simons, Sea Island, and the Golden Isles. Having been born and raised as a seventh-generation native of St. Simons Island, Paige attended Frederica Academy and is proud to have had two of his sons play football for the Knights. Nobody knows and loves the Golden Isles like Paige Aiken, bringing 35 years of domestic, international, and local real estate experience to every consultative relationship. He truly desires to help his clients create their own island legacy. Contact Paige Aiken Real Estate Partners to get your story started, 912-258-6000, or online at PaigeAiken.com. Let's go, Knights!
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Marshall and Credit Union, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Paige Aiken Real Estate. Let's take a quick moment to talk about our new hosts for this season. V Pizza, I have to admit, this is the first time that I have been here. You told me ahead of time that they've got amazing wings. And you weren't kidding around, man. These are good.
Listen, I can find a good wing place. I mean, with this kind of body that I got, you can find good wings. Donuts, cakes, and wings. I can find those places.
It's like a radar.
Yeah, I'm good at finding those. It's right here, I'm telling you. Over 46 years of culinary expertise right here.
Well, you're also pretty good at finding some pretty good high school football players as well. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the new players we've got for the 2022 season. Start off with the new signal caller, Sutton Ellis.
Yeah, Sutton's come in. He came in January. He's done a great job. Come in January, acclimated, you know, played a full baseball season, come in. He's done a really good job of handling the offense and understanding what we're doing. And has to play defense. I don't think he's ever played defense since, you know, rec ball. So now all of a sudden he's playing defense and having to help back in the secondary. So he's doing a good job. We got, you know, again, a ton of kids. I think our seniors really have they've got to take this group and lead them, and I think they will. I've seen some guys really start to emerge. Sean Mooney's doing a great job. Vic, Sam, all of those guys, Connor, all those guys, and Sutton. Those five guys have been doing a great job here right now, and they continue to work. It's a chemistry thing. It's a how do you create that balance in the locker room to get it on the field, to get it all out. And, you know, we've had good, strong leadership, and usually it starts with that offensive, defensive line role that's been passed down year to year. And I hope that continues because they continue to control those things and lead that locker room. And I've seen some guys really start to merge out of seniors and our juniors in the same boat, getting better and better.
Yeah, I think this, you know, is long one of the most underrated, you know, relationships in the game of football is that relationship with the offensive line and with themselves and with the quarterback. And y'all really have a strong tradition of strong, solid support on that offensive line.
Yeah, that, you know, it's funny, it's kind of started way back, like 2016-17, that O-line group and going to pass that torch, and they've been kind of, some people just get nominated and some people get drug into it, you know, and as it's went down, and I see it still continuing, you know, even with my juniors, William Levy, he's barking signals at people out there at 5'6", and you know, he's getting on the people and chewing them out, and that's part of it, and I see him doing that. He's trying to be that guy, the next voice of that group, and you know, we got a good group of kids, and we're going to be undersized. I've told people this before. When we get off the bus, we're not going to scare anybody. So we're going to have to learn how to outplay people and do it really well, be very fundamentally sound and disciplined. So our kids continue to excel, and hopefully, you know, that senior group can lead them and our juniors are filling in and moving forward. But got a lot of learning to do. Got a lot of sophomores and freshmen going to have to play.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And of course, we can't have an off-season wrap-up show without talking about one of my favorite games. Where's Jordan Triplett? Because you look at his Twitter feed, you look at his social media, where is he at? Which camp is he at this week? How many camps did he do this month? Let's talk about what kind of a quote-unquote off-season the River has had this year.
A busy one, from what I can see, and he's going to have a busy year. You know, going into it, he, like all of our guys and everyone else around South Georgia, know that Jordan's kind of that guy. We've been feeding the rock the last 2 years, and he's done a great job. But if you ever sit and talk to him, he's a very humble human being. He's not going to take full credit for anything. He's always going to tell his O-line they did the job. And that's maturity. That's understanding your role, okay? And he's done a great job with that. You know, I had to move him. We moved him back in a little bit, the inside linebacker, here this past week. And he's going to have to take on a little bit more punishment. He's going to have to move from sideline to sideline. You know, I said at these radio shows and the other coaches that around the area, they get to sit around and they talk about their kids, and they may have three or four that may play two ways. I got eight or nine that are playing both ways, and they play 115 to 120 snaps. And so, to me, my kids leave it all out there every Friday night. And when I say leave it out there every Friday night, it's they leave it out there every Friday night. They're exhausted. I mean, they're exhausted, and sometimes it exhausts me to watch them run around and do that. So, my radio show is probably a little different, you know, when people talk about, well, we got to get this guy ready to play offense. The funny thing is Jordan on defense plays Will Linebacker, the Joker, and he has to go no bandit and free safety. You know, when he's got no four other positions. You know, when you think about it, Sam Norris not only playing center, but he also has no guard, he got no tackle. Then on defense, he's got to know the Mike linebacker. He's got to know nose guard, and he's got to know how to play the defensive end. So he's knowing six positions. So our kids are learning multiple positions every day. We're rotating them everywhere, you know. And it's not like, hey, I need you just to be the Mike linebacker. That's all I want you to do. Our kids don't get that opportunity. So, you know, I'm super proud of the way they handle it because we have to move them every day. I mean, it's every day somebody goes down, you got to get somebody else ready. Somebody got to be ready to play, and they handle it. They do a good job, you know. And like I'm saying, we're going to play a bunch of sophomores, freshmen, some juniors that have never played, and a senior or two that hadn't had a ton of snaps. And so experience is going to be trial by fire. And if you've looked at our schedule, which you have, we played the toughest schedule in GIA. I mean, it's by far the toughest. They don't know nobody played competition we play, and I say this to people all the time, and it's been passed down, and our kids even believe it. We think we're Ric Flair because we want to be the man, and the only way to be the man is to beat the man, and it's been my philosophy for 10 years, and it's not going to change it. So we're going to go out and play the best competition every Friday night. There's not really a game you look on there and go, oh, well, that's a win. You know, there's not one.
Although, I would love to be able to say that about the bullet game. I mean, anybody would love to say that about the bullet game.
But, you know, that's a rivalry game. And so when you look at our schedule, there's no give-me's. And, you know, what we establish, and if we come out of it with a winning record, then I feel like we got a chance to make a pretty deep run in the playoffs. If we can get into the playoffs, we might have a chance to make a deep run into the playoffs.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and say this right now. In the pages of the Southern Sports Edition magazine in the 2022 preview, I pegged y'all with an 8-3 record at the end of the year. I'm just saying. All right? So let's see what y'all can do to prove me right on this. Make me the Swami on that. So final tune-up for the preseason this upcoming Friday, taking on the Brantley County Herons. The final scrimmage there, I don't want to say dish chickens. And then the actual season kicks off on August the 19th, heading over to Thomasville, Georgia to take on Brookwood. It's going to be a heck of a season. I'm ready for it.
It's definitely going to be a tough season. Our scrimmage games aren't even easy. So, you know, we're going to go over to Brantley and play Nahana, and Jeff will have them ready to go. And they're excited. They're going to be big. They're going to be physical. They're going to run downhill. We're going to have to do the same thing. And, you know, we got to go out and execute. We got to play. I got confidence in my kids, and my kids need to know that they got to go out there and fight and battle every single snap. And you know what? It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be pretty, but you got to give 100% effort. And that's what I ask. You know, I know we're not going to do everything right these first few weeks. We probably won't do everything right even in week 11. But sometimes effort and attitude overcomes all the rest of the stuff. So, you know, we've been able to overcome a lot of adversity at Frederica with our effort and our attitude. Not just our sheer athletic ability. I know everybody thinks, oh, they got this great program over here because they got all these great athletes. We got good athletes, but We outwork people. We outplay people. We out-attitude people. We go out there and get it done. And we're going to have to do that this year. We're going to have to rely on it. That attitude, that effort, that we're going to go out there and play 48 minutes. And then when they get done, they're going to know that, that they've been playing Frederica Academy. And we're going to have to be physical, and we're going to have to be hard-nosed. And as time goes on, we're going to see where the chips fall. We got 11 games to prove ourselves. So from week to week, I'll give you an update.
There you go. Well, you at nine complete seasons in the books for the Brandon Derrick era at Frederica Academy. It's two trips to the state championship game. What do you say we get a third one this year, guys? Thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 for the Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. See y'all next week.
Thank you all.